Looks like goddamn Mario Kart.
Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
It's a hate.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Right. One more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'ma take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road courses.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't. Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
Season 2, episode 26.
Alrighty.
Well, what do you think? Should we warm up the tires?
I think so.
So we're going to talk about news, because we've not talked about news for a while. Then we're going to hit some shit we didn't make up. And then our woman of the week, which is Kiego Ihara. And then it's time to discuss Mid-Ohio.
Mid-Ohio!
Oh my god, I'm so ready to go.
It's our Mid-Ohio-versary.
It is our Mid-Ohio-versary. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I'm so giddy about it. Like, can we go now?
Yeah.
I mean, we have jobs, but can we go now?
Can I get paid to not work this week?
Yeah, how do I? Can I be an ambassador for the state of Indiana?
Please.
Please and thank you.
Yep, that'd be great. So, in the news, Connor tested at Mid-Ohio with Gabby.
Yes. So, there's not been an announcement yet if he's driving or not, but he was at the test session.
So, I think that bodes well. And I believe I said last week that I would love to see Harding Racing only audition Connor.
They just shut it down. Thank you for applying, but no thank you. We found the person.
Right? Like one of those where you have to open up, like you do the job internally for a few days, and then you have to open it up to everybody. But you already know before you post the job who you're going to hire.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many times that happens at the state of Indiana. You're like, this job was only posted for a day? And you're like, oh, they already knew. Okay.
Yeah, they already knew. They just had to officially...
Kind of put it out there to...
So, ain't mad at you, Mike Harding.
I get it. And, I mean, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Well, and Connor did great last year at Mid-Ohio.
He did. He's done great. Mid-Ohio is a good track for Connor.
It is.
They would be foolish not to put him in there.
Agreed. Had that race been another 10 laps, he would have passed Scott Dixon.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he does very well at that track.
The problem is, I think they need to put him in an oval track.
Yeah.
But he can't do Gateway because that's in conflict with the NASCAR event.
Oh, it is.
And I think that's one of those things, like, Lily could be a very big sponsor moving forward, and you don't want to piss Lily off.
No, definitely not.
So, maybe we'll see him at Pocono.
Ooh, I would love that.
Oh my god. He's just at Mid-Ohio and Pocono, be like, alright, we get it, Harding. Wink, wink.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're auditioning.
You're auditioning people. Drivers.
Sure. I love it. And then Pietro Fittipaldi was at Mid-Ohio as well, and he was very pleased with how well he did. As was his team.
As was everybody should be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
It really is. When he said that, you know, his uncle, Mad Max, Max Pappas, you know, and he had talked a lot because Max had a wreck years ago, and then he also talked a lot with Bourdais, with his wreck last year, and so, I mean, he had a lot of motivation to do really well. Not that he was going to, you know, discount doctor's recommendations or things like that, but...
Yeah.
But he did quite well.
And if you recall, when we were at Mid-Ohio last year, like, so there was a race and everything, and then the day after the race was when Sebastian Bourdais first got back in that.
Yep.
And so this is, I mean, it's kismet, and I'm so very pleased to see him back.
I am too, and I'm sure, I mean, I know that he's excited to be back.
Oh my god,
I'm sure Dale Coyne's excited to have him back, so...
I'm sure Zachary Clayman DeMello is excited, but at the same time, he's probably like, damn it.
Damn it, now I gotta share this car more.
I should stop farting in the car.
Oh, I think I start farting more.
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming back? I'm gonna annihilate this thing.
Let me get some canned beans.
ZCD's been eating nothing but beans and garlic for days.
Which basically is our diet.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
He's been on our diet. But no, I think we tweeted out, it's very inspiring. Like, he's definitely put in the work.
He has, and I wasn't all gung-ho about him since he had said that he wanted to use this as a stepping stone to F1. I kind of had an attitude of like, well, fuck you too,
right,
bye.
Like, bye.
Oh, we're not good enough for you?
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. But to see how excited he is to get back in the car, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
So, and it'll be interesting to kind of get to know his personality because we really haven't gotten to see or hear very much of him since he hasn't been racing. You know, since his accident happened early May, we didn't get to see him in the Grand Prix of Indianapolis. We didn't get to see him in the 8500. You know, there's been a lot of events that we've been at where we've met a lot of drivers and have not had that opportunity with him. So I'm excited to get to know him and his personality a little bit better.
I think so. It'll be good to watch.
It will.
He's one of those drivers to keep an eye on.
Definitely. It has been announced and confirmed and all that
blessed
business.
Blessed and crossed and dipped and everything else.
Everything else. That Laguna Seca is going to be the season closer in 2019.
And
Sonoma is out.
Sonoma's out. So they traded one California road course for the other, really. I
hope that the racing is better at Laguna Seca. And I understand that sponsors want to be wined and dined in the last race of the year. But at the end of the day, I think that you need to cater to your fans. And when your fan base is in the Midwest, you need to have your season closer somewhere in the fucking Midwest. Because we're going out, we're going to fucking Pocono, we're going to Gateway, we're going to Portland. And then there's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're going to come back. If they do the same thing that they're doing this year. Like, it's 2 weeks between Portland and Sonoma, and then next year I assume they'll do the same. And those of us in the Midwest, that's a lot of money in travel.
I can't, like, if it was a back-to-back weekend, there'd be a, you can do it.
Yeah, I would just plan a vacation and do something that.
You do like a Friday to Friday or Friday to Tuesday vacation and work it all out. But I can't be like, well, I'm going to take a trip, you know, and come back on the 3rd and then, whoop, I'm going to leave again. Because my boss would be like, no.
No.
No, thank you. Yeah. You took all of May off. I can't.
I cannot abide this.
No, thank you. Rejected. And I'll be like, I get it. But yeah. I mean, I don't know. The racing might be fine there, but I don't think you're going to draw the crowds like you would at a Midwest finale.
I agree.
I mean, people talked about having Gateway as the finale, and I loved Gateway.
I think Gateway's a great option for the finale.
You're gonna pull, I know everybody on the internet has talked about this 18 times over, but you're going to pull everybody from the Midwest in, and we'll go.
You are, because it's only a four-hour drive from Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mean, it's a four-hour drive from Indy. It's, you know, not that far from Chicago.
Agreed.
The upper Midwest, it's a bit, but you have that whole Sunday off.
So you do, can drive back on Sunday. Because it's a Saturday night race. Mm-hmm. So, no, I think Gateway's an excellent option. And, you know, the Indy 500 is the most well-attended race for a number of reasons. One of which is that, you know, it's got more notoriety than anything else. It's an epic, epic weekend.
Yeah.
Part of that, though, is that it is held in Indianapolis, which is, like, the seat of IndyCar racing fans. Mm-hmm. And so to have just a short drive over to Gateway, you're going to have so many more fans there than you are anywhere on the West Coast.
I mean, what was it? They had one bus last year that was doing the Indy to St. Louis. And I think they have two, if not three. They have two, yes, three they've already planned on.
Wow.
From people coming from Indy to St. Louis for the race. Like, if that doesn't say something about this, Gateway, I don't know.
And they've got, their promotion is on point.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Their president is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He's just as much fun as Doug Bowles.
I feel like they're cut from the same promoter cloth.
Absolutely.
I think, and I don't know enough about Chris Blair. Can't speak today. I'm interested to know more about him because I think he also is involved in, like, racing as well. I don't know if he races or he's got a family member that races, but I know he goes to a lot of other racing events.
And gotcha.
That's how it should be.
That is how it should be.
So, but, interesting.
But yeah, we'll see how Laguna Seca does.
We'll see. I mean, okay. I know in the agreement, the track has to make a lot of changes, a lot of its safety changes. I know, like, tire barriers and, like, gravel changes, so they got to get that all buttoned up.
Yeah.
You know, the nerd in me really wants to see that contract.
Oh, God, yeah.
I tried.
But they've got more than a year to do it, so hopefully they pull it off.
They should be able. It's California weather. I mean, unless the state falls away. Right. Or that big giant that volcano happens.
Yeah. Might change some things.
God only knows.
Texas is not completely buttoned up. It's not quite a done deal.
No.
We're still waiting to hear more on Belle Isle. That's not a done deal.
I guess the president of Texas is, he's a Texan. Let's just leave it like that.
Okay.
He's, like, calling people out. He's being very mouthy. And yet, So, Jim, I'm going to pronounce your last name wrong. Aiello from the Indy Star has done a couple of good articles about Texas. And in one, the president was like, we should have it here, and it's not going well, and X, Y, and Z. And in the next one, he's like, I mean, it's fine. It's going to happen when it happens. Maybe he needs, I mean, calm down, Eddie. I think Eddie's
the Eddie Texas. Gossage.
Just calm down.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
Take your mood stabilizers.
Take your lithium. I'm just putting it right there. Not to make fun of mental health. If you have an issue, it's fine. We are.
Yeah, we're not actually poking fun at mental health. But,
no.
But yeah, it is. Well, it's almost like somebody had a backroom conversation with him and then he changed his tune a little bit.
Yeah, he got taken out to that
he
chef.
He came out very petulant child and now he's ready to make some compromises.
Oh, okay. Because you know who doesn't give a shit about your opinion?
Mark Miles.
Let's add him.
He was like, you will not out.
What you won't do.
Petulant child me. Stop and leave the room. I wish you would.
We can never meet Mark.
I have met Mark.
I have too, actually. But not as us, together as a team.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I think we're kindred spirits. That's the problem.
I think that is the problem. We both are like, man, we know this is the best choice and we don't care what you think. You don't agree? I don't care.
Get fucked.
Yeah.
Pound sand.
Don't let the door hit you when the good Lord splits you.
Exactly. That's my negotiation style. Oh, you don't like it? Okay, bye.
Deuces, bitch. Kyle Busch wants to run the Indy 500.
Yeah, he was interviewed by somebody and he was like, I'd like to do the 500. Come on, Kyle.
Come on.
Let's go. I love it. I love it when good one-offs do the Indy 500.
I do too. I typically enjoy when a NASCAR driver does the Indy 500. It's always, it brings an extra level of entertainment to it. Now, it's Kurt that we love on the radio.
I know, and I really want...
I really would love for Kurt to do it because, God, he just...
He killed us on the radio.
And for me to say this is saying something, but he abuses the F word. Okay?
What? You have to just Google Kurt Busch radio. Right? Is that that's the Google string to get you there. And it's YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just Google that. You will know why we are secretly Kurt Busch fans. He won like two, I guess he's like the bad boy of NASCAR.
Yeah.
I think two or three races ago, I don't know. He won. People were pissy that he was like winning in Budum and he just made like the crying face to the camera.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I think I love him.
I know. My favorite one that he got an extra fine for is that he had to do a stop and hold in the pits, and he was so pissed off about it that he throws double birds at the race stewards. And then some other jackass over the radio was like, in case you didn't see, he's flipping you the middle finger. And then you could see his team turn to be like, fuck you, buddy.
Right, like, well, now we gotta fight.
Right, but yeah, then he got another penalty. But yeah. God. He doesn't always make the smartest choices, but damn, it's entertaining.
But I get it. Because let's be real. If we were ordered to stop and hold for, I think, something that might have been, I don't know.
That was bullshit, yeah.
Maybe. If somebody who knows, just let us know. Like, tweet at us, DM, whatever. But I feel like it was a bullshit penalty.
Yeah.
Oh, you know both of us.
We'd be like, nah, fuck you.
How many times do we send each other that message on the phone? Like, well, the fingers are flying today.
Yeah.
And that's a normal traffic.
I mean, I flipped a truck off this week who was easily three times the size of my vehicle in size and weight. I'm driving the Beamer again, back to the convertible, unrelated to the hood issue with the Toyota. Unrelated. But yeah, so I'm back to driving a car that doesn't have duct tape on it. And this truck was driving like an asshole. And I flipped him off, and I wasn't sure if he saw me because his windows were tinted. So then when I was on the other side of him, and he was still driving like an asshole, not only did I flip him off with my window down to make sure that he saw it, I removed my sunglasses so that I could make eye contact.
You have to make the dominant eye contact to make it last.
I mean, because the thing is, people look at me in this Beamer, and they think, this bitch isn't going to fight me because she's going to die in this car. Which you don't know the day that I started driving convertibles, I accepted I'm probably going to die in this car.
Yeah.
So, I have no fear of death. So, anybody that sees me on any interstates around Indianapolis, I wish a motherfucker would. I wish you would. It's a soft top. I have a t-shirt for a top. I could die being... like
in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
I've had to accept it because I think that's what we're taking down to Florida.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm cool with it.
I mean, it's fine.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
If the good Lord calls us home at that point in time.
Everybody's going to die at some point.
We're going to get up there and be like, y'all want to still watch the race? And we'll be like, obviously.
Duh.
Duh. Do you have vodka up here?
Please, it's heaven. Of course they have vodka. If they don't, I ain't staying.
Just fuzzies at a fountain instead of Coke.
Kettle One for me, but...
I feel like everybody has their personal vodka fountain in heaven. There are no tears in heaven, but there is vodka.
And lots of it.
Lots of it.
Oh. All right. Well, our motorsports pit stop.
All right.
So, in NASCAR, in Kentucky, Martin Truex won Toyota, who also, he also won the best driver at the ESPYs.
Did you read about the weird kerfluffle?
No.
Apparently, his team didn't think he was invited to the event, so he didn't show up. It was weird.
Really?
I have a lot of statements on it, but I don't believe it's important for the MotoStop's pit stop, but as somebody who invited and scheduled, that's a fuck-up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a huge fuck-up.
That's a huge fuck-up.
Ryan Blaney came in second, and then Brad Keselowski came in third, which we love Brad as well.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Kyle Busch is an ass. Which hopefully next year we can let you know whether Kyle Busch is in fact
an ass. Stay tuned.
Hopefully he's not, but if he is, well, you'll be the first to know.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
We'll let you know. All right, up next they have Ludon in New Hampshire.
I think they started, so it's Sunday, they started like 30 minutes ago, if they didn't get rained out.
Yeah, there's been rain all over the place. So.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Yeah. So currently in the standings, we've got Kyle Busch with 799 points, Kevin Harvick with 740, and Truex with 689.
I have no idea how to do their point system, but there it is.
I don't either.
So Formula One, last weekend was the British GP. Sebastian Vettel for Ferrari was first, Lewis Hamilton for Mercedes was second, and Kimi Raikkonen for Ferrari was third. They literally just wrapped up the German GP this morning, or whatever time is in Germany. Lewis Hamilton for Mercedes was first, Valtteri Bottas for Mercedes was second, and Kimi Raikkonen for Ferrari was third. And interesting enough, Lewis Hamilton started 14th and won the race. So,
well, and even more interesting is that Hamilton and Bottas are both on Mercedes, and Bottas was making a pass on Hamilton and was told by his team to back the fuck off and let his teammate win.
Funny enough, they don't do that in IndyCar.
Yeah, you know it's funny. We let people actually race in IndyCar. Yeah, in fact, James Hinchcliffe threw shade. He was like, you know what you never hear halfway through the season in IndyCar? Hey, let your teammate pass.
I mean, I know that, like, if... But, like, Bottas...
Or stay behind your teammate.
Stay behind, but, like, if you're racing for a podium, I think the IndyCar teams are like, race for the fucking podium.
Yeah, like, don't wreck each other out. If you both get wrecked, we're going to beat somebody's ass. Screwed. But yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
The standing as of the British GP, because penalties have to be handed out for Germany, Sebastian Vettel for Ferrari is first, Lewis Hamilton for Mercedes is second, and Kimi Raikkonen for Ferrari is third. I expect that to change because I think Vettel crashed out at Germany. So.
Interesting.
Not a lot from NHRA. They had the last week off. They're at the Dodge Mile High NHRA Nationals. So right now, Steve Torrence is the top fuel, Courtney Force, top funny car, and Erica Enders is the pro stock. So we got two women at the top of NHRA.
Nice.
So suck it.
Shit we didn't make up. The Borg Warner goes abroad.
Well, it's gone on two trips now, so I thought we should talk about it.
Sure.
So a little bit of history, a little bit of backstory on that beautiful, beautiful trophy, which I believe I'm taller than. And that's all that matters in my life.
Yep.
It was originally commissioned in 1935, so the first winner that they put on it was Louis Meyer. Now, it does have some older faces, so they did end up going back and put Ray Haroon on it. Gotcha. There's a few parts, you know, some original, some upgraded, as it may be.
Sure.
The original trophy with all the faces, Bobby Rahal is the final face from the 1986 500.
Okay.
So then they added a base, because people kept winning, and the race kept going. So that covers 1987 to 2003, and Gilles de Ferrand is the last race face on that one.
Yep.
And so they started a secondary base, and that one should not fill up until 2034.
Okay.
There's a non-driver on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tony Holman Jr.
Yes, his face is on there.
Interesting.
Yeah, they added that in 1987. It's also in gold.
Why?
I think it has to do with the whole bringing the track back and everything else.
Gotcha.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about it either.
Let us know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
He's not a... Meh. I don't know. It's weird.
It is.
It's weird.
It's interesting. I mean, but he did do a lot of great things for the track, so...
True.
Yeah. But interesting.
I don't know if I've seen where he is on the Borg.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever paid that much attention.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
I'm usually distracted by the fact that the man on top is naked.
He is naked.
He's naked.
I remember when... On, like, the pre-grid, when we were standing on the grid for the 500 this year, and we were like, what's going on? And we turn, and the Borg Warner is next to us?
Yeah.
Next to us. Just...
yeah.
Oh, God. That's a lot of... I didn't want the responsibility of being that close to the Borg Warner. No, I was like, we gotta get the hell out of
this thing before I knock it over.
One of us is gonna knock it over.
I'm clumsy as hell. I was like, we gotta move. We can't be this close.
Knowing our backstory, one of us was gonna knock it over.
Guaranteed.
Oh, 100%.
Hands down. Yeah. With the base, it is just under 5 feet 5 inches.
And I'm 5'5".
So you've got it beat for now. Till at least 2034.
Then I'm screwed.
Yep, they add another base, you're done.
I'm out.
Say they add another base, it'll probably be taller than me by then, too.
It might be.
It originally was made at a cost of $10,000
yeah.
in 1935, currently valued at over $1 million. It's an expensive trophy. And how many hours does it take to hand polish it?
Oh my God.
Is it like 18 or something?
It's an insane amount of time to polish it.
That's if only one person is doing the polishing.
I think there's only one person who does. It's like a special
there's
deal.
Like, that's their only job.
That's their deal. Like, it travels specially.
Yep.
It has to have its own seat when it flies.
Yep. Which I love that.
Like, if it drives, like, there's people who just drive the trophy.
Yep.
Which I was like, Dad, why don't you apply to be a trophy driver?
Yeah. I mean, he gets to road trip all the time. That's really what he wants.
He doesn't have to camp.
He'd be treated like a VIP.
I would imagine the people who drive the Borg Warner don't have to camp.
Oh, they don't seem like camping people if you're driving the Borg Warner around. Those two things don't go together.
No, the Borg Warner's not hanging out in a tent.
No, definitely not. In the winter of 2017, it was its first trip outside of America to Japan.
I remember this.
Yep. It was a big deal.
It was.
It also coincided with Takuma Sato's victory trip back home, mm-hmm. which was perfect. So he and the Borg went back to Japan together.
And that was when North Korea was starting some shit with Japan and all IndyCar fans were like...
Protect
the Borg. I wish you would.
Like...
Look.
Somebody protect the Borg.
If Kim Jong-un takes out the Borg, we don't have to have an army. It'll just be all the IndyCar fans.
Yeah.
Just rise up as one and go.
There will be war.
We will fight them.
It will not be officially sanctioned by the United States, but it will be sanctioned by the IndyCar series.
It's the IndyCar v. North Korea.
The IndyCar infantry.
I would be scared of that infantry, though.
Yeah, we're a wild bunch.
We'll use anything as a weapon.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a throwback to, like, episode one, by the way.
Yes, it is. IndyCar fans cannot be trusted. We will use everything as a weapon. If it can be used as a projectile, we will use it. Mm-hmm. If it can be used as a club of some sort, even better.
Even better.
Because I can hit you with it, and then I can still throw it. Multi-use shit.
Oh, boy.
In spring of 2018, it went to England for the Goodwood Festival of Speed. Yeah. And had a trip to McLaren to have its picture taken with the 1974 Indy-winning M16C of Johnny Rutherford.
Yes, it also got to spend the night at Dario Franchitti's house.
Nice.
He had a bunch of pictures on his Instagram of, like, the Borg Warner. Maybe he did, or Eleanor Franchitti. Like, the Borg Warner, his kids in front of the Borg Warner, and then, like, him just taking a nap in front of the Borg Warner.
That's fantastic. See, I would have done all kinds of really fun stuff with it, like set up the dinner table. Well, yeah. You know the kinds of things I would have done with it.
I would have been right there with you.
Yeah.
They would have gotten it back and been like, why is there pizza sauce on the Borg Warner? I don't know.
It's you kind of had to be there. I don't know that it'd be funny if I told you now, so.
It was on it when I got it?
It was like that when I got it.
It's been missing those faces since it came across the channel.
It also has its own Twitter, @BorgTrophy.
@BorgTrophy, so you can pay attention when it goes on its next adventure. I don't believe it's back yet. It's mm-hmm. Sunday. Maybe it'll be back later, like tomorrow. But it was still there as of like last night.
Awesome.
So we'll see. Yeah, the Borg Warner has its own trophy.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
or on his own Twitter.
Yes, it is a trophy.
It is a trophy. I was like, although there are many Borgs that you get when you win.
There are. My mom, actually, since we're about ready to jump into our Facebook Live after this episode, which I don't know why I'm mentioning it, it will have passed, but one of her questions was, she wanted us to answer was, do the winners of the 500 get a trophy? And I was like, let me just answer it now.
Right.
Yes, they get a baby Borg. And yep. So in December at the PRI show, Will Power gets his baby Borg.
Yep.
I don't know why I held my fingers up, because I think the thing is like...
That's pretty good size. I mean, just compared to the actual Borg, it looks tiny.
It's like
but,
teeny, but I think it's like 6 to 12 inches.
Yeah, it's still a good size.
I've been drinking to get ready for the Facebook Live episode. There's only one way I'm answering some of these questions.
That's
and
true.
That's slightly tipsy.
It's true. So if you missed our Facebook Live, you can catch it because it'll still be on our Facebook page. We will also post it to our YouTube and
Twitter
and all that business. So we are Fast Cars, Fast Girls on everything. You can find us everywhere on our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. Our Facebook is facebook.com/fastcarsfastgirls, or just simply type in Fast Cars, Fast Girls in the search bar of your Facebook page. Twitter is @FastCars317, and Instagram is Fast Cars, Fast Girls.
So, you know, reach out to us. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. If you got something, you want to continue a conversation, or you disagree with us, or you do agree with us, hit us up. Tweet at us. Send a DM if you don't want it to be public.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty good about getting back to people.
Or if you're like, hey, I want to learn more about this topic, like, we'll put it down. It probably won't be until after the season, but let us know. We'll cover a lot. We got a lot of off-season people.
We absolutely do.
Like, we're going to have a lot of fun interviews for you in the off-season, but we're going to need some shit.
We are.
So, yeah, just shoot us a note. Or you can, hell, you can email us.
Very true. You can email us directly from from the Fast Cars, Fast Girls website.
It works. We've had people do it.
It does.
Fun. Good times. Sorry, I just put food in my mouth because we're so professional here. I think this is 2 episodes in a row I've eaten right before it's my turn.
Well, let's see. Our woman of the week is Kieko Ohara.
Kieko Ohara, yeah.
All right. Prior to becoming a race car driver, she worked as a promotional model at racetracks.
Yeah.
She worked from F1 events, and an impression left was one way, no pedestrians, flat out in a racing car. Me too.
Yeah, me three.
Me three, yeah.
Right? When I read that, I was like, yes.
Yep.
No pedestrians, one way. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So, obviously, she started off as a promotional mom, which I found very interesting to read. Like,
yeah.
That was really, especially kind of the ongoing debate of the grid girls and promotional models. That, like, here's somebody who started off as a promotional model and was like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, in... She originally tried to kind of hone her racing in the Japanese circuits, but there was a lot of kind of like cultural, societal pushback. I don't know why. I'm not an expert in Asian culture at all. So she left to kind of work in the British racing series. So she did Formula Renault.
Mm-hmm.
She did Formula 3 in France. And then in 2002, she kind of had a gap year where she spent time preparing for that big leap into F3 in Britain. So between 23 to 2010, she did the Asian Formula 3, the Formula B&W Asia, the British Formula 3 with Carlin Racing.
Nice.
Aston Martin Asia Cup and Formula Le Mans Cup.
Excellent.
So she basically raced anywhere I think she could.
Yeah.
Which I get.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. That's exactly what I would do.
Absolutely. A little bit of a gap in 2010 and 2011.
Took some time off.
2012, where she returned to focus on endurance racing.
Yeah.
She did the Dubai 24 Hour, the Le Mans 24. She was LMP2 in 2013, although she did not finish.
Mm-hmm.
And she also did the World Endurance Championship.
So why did we pick her? Why is she kick ass? Well, let me tell you a little something about her.
Tell me.
This little spitfire here. In 2002, she was the 3rd overall in the Macau Asian Formula 200 Challenge.
Okay.
In 2003, she was the 3rd overall in the Formula B&W Asia. The first Asian woman to compete in Le Mans. And in 2013, she was the highest ranking woman in the FIA World Endurance Championship, and she's part of their Women in Motorsports.
Excellent.
And, by the way, on top of all of this, she's got a bachelor's of economics.
Wow, that's a painful degree.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And she's an English teacher.
Wow.
So she was like, I'll one-up you and teach English and know economics. And I was like, I'm done.
Truly a jack of all trades.
This boo-boo here has got everything.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Some quotes and notes on her. She learned how to overcome issues while racing through a step-by-step manner and is known for overcoming issues while racing and gaining spots back.
Which, I think that's kind of a badass thing to be known for.
Yeah, it is.
Like, overcoming obstacles during the middle of a race.
Yeah, to be known for, like, shit goes wrong and you just roll with the punches. You're like, and cool. You're like, all right, well, that happened. We just gotta work a little harder. Let's get it done.
I like it.
Let's see. And a quote of hers, I've accomplished as much as I have by putting myself in situations that demanded passion and ambition. I think today's young women need to place themselves in those situations to build up experience in order to reach their full potential.
I love that quote.
I do too.
I think that's very applicable to everybody.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I do too. So yeah, she's a badass.
She is a badass.
Absolutely.
So that's our woman of the week.
Excellent.
Well, you know what time it is? It's time to start talking about Mid-Ohio.
It is.
I can't wait. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Our Mid-Ohio-versary. 1 year ago. Our first time.
Like, having gone to Road America and having gone to Mid-Ohio, Mid-America, counts too. Mid-Ohio, I think it's right. Like, Road America is where, like, the serious IndyCar fans go.
Yes.
Mid-Ohio has fans, but we're there to party.
Yes, we are.
So, like, you get a race and a party.
Yeah.
It's a party weekend. Let's do it.
I'm excited. I love,
it's good.
I love racing and partying.
Yes.
I love both of those things, so.
I love racing because I like to party.
Because I like to party.
And I like to party.
And I like to party. So, yeah, it's easy to see why this is one of our favorite out-of-town races.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So it is a 13-turn permanent road course. The drivers do 90 laps, 2.258 miles per lap, a grand total of 203.22 miles.
Hence the Honda Indy 200.
Yep.
Ish.
200-ish.
Ish.
The first IndyCar race was in 1980 when it was USAC.
And it's been slightly continuous. There's been a couple of years where they haven't, but it's been there for a while.
Definitely. Let's see, some miscellaneous info. The driver with the most wins is Scott Dixon with 5. Not surprised.
Not surprising.
Fastest qualifying lap was in 2016 with Simon Pagenaud with 127.271 miles per hour.
Yes.
Fastest race lap was Will Power in 2016 with a speed of 124.560.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the new aero kit.
I am as well.
So in 2016, Simon Pagenaud had the pole, and then your winner was, of course, Simon.
Yep.
Followed by Will Power and Carlos Munoz. One of the interesting things was that, like, Simon and Will at that point were very close together in the championship, and so they really fighting each other.
Yeah.
Scott Dixon actually did not finish that race.
Interesting.
He had front suspension. They fixed it, and they ran the car, like, enough laps to get some mileage out of the engine so they could retire the engine, and then they were like, and we're out.
And that's all she wrote, folks.
And we out. And, by the way, our boy Connor started last, led 22 laps, and finished 6th. So, Harding Racing, put him in.
Yep.
Put him in. Hey, Mike, do it. Just do it.
You won't regret it.
You won't.
You won't regret it.
No.
2017, the poll went to Will Power.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph Newgarden won. Will Power came in 2nd, and Graham Rahal came in 3rd.
I'll tell you what, I can remember when, like, all of a sudden, Joe took over. He got that clean air, and it was like, well.
He was gone.
Gone.
I mean, there was a lot of action in the rest of the field.
Yeah.
But he was so far in front of
just
2nd place. It was like Joe, and then you'd wait, and like, and here's everybody else.
Yes, exactly. And that was also the line where I think Esteban Gutierrez was lapped. He was lap traffic, and he was like, I think I could pass him. Yes. And, like, that's when his spotter was like, fine.
But don't mess up his race.
But don't fuck up his race, which is exactly how it should be.
Yes. Like, lap traffic. If you can, you know, get that lap back, if you can get around him and it's clean, then do it. But do not mess up
don't
this boy's
mess
race.
Don't mess it up. So I was watching the...
And that's some serious, like, professional courtesy.
I agree.
You know, opposing teams, and it's like, yeah, but you know what, Let's respect what's happening here.
Right, he's leading the race. He's got a good lead. It's a good
race. What we're
not
going to do is come out here and be classless assholes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't.
And wreck the current leader.
Don't be a bitch.
Don't be a dick, man.
Just don't do it. I watched the replay, and what was slightly awkward is that at one point, because it's a home race for Graham, they were talking about how Graham Rahal really liked to be by himself on a team. And I thought to myself... Now, that commentary did not age well. That
didn't age well.
It did not age well. And I wrote that down. I was like, whoop. But they talked about this.
Too funny.
So we're going in 2018, new aero kit.
very exciting. Very exciting to see. And we're going to be out there. We'll be doing some things with IndyCar Nation. So make sure that if you're not a member, check that out. Join. There's all kinds of cool stuff. We will have some fun activities during the autograph signing session.
Some might say funtivities.
I wouldn't, but I guess some would.
But there's so much more room for funtivities.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
It's time. We should watch that movie this week. I love Step Brothers. That's quality. But anyhow, so we're going to be out and about at Mid-Ohio. In fact, we're actually going to be running around in our golf cart, checking out different campsites. So just when you think you have avoided us, you
surprise!
Can... Surprise! We're going to beat your campsites. We're going to be look all up over the place.
And see us. And if you, so we're, I'm jumping ahead to the notes, but screw it. Because when do we ever follow the right?
Well.
We don't. So the theme this year is pirates.
Sure is.
So first of all, we're going to win.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and put that out there. Second of all, if you are theming your campsite pirates, let us know.
Yes.
Because we're actually doing like a Twitter takeover of IndyCar Nation. So especially if you're an IndyCar Nation member and you're pirating out, we're going to be there.
Yeah,
and
we want to make sure that we take pictures with everybody that's participating. We're going to tweet them out, put them on Facebook, do all kinds of stuff. We want to make sure that we really showcase everybody and all the fun things that they're doing.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. So let us know.
And you will not be able to miss our golf cart.
No.
I'm not going to tell you why. We'll post some pictures this weekend. But there is no way in hell that you will miss us coming.
No. We gave my father
free reign.
Free reign of the golf cart. And he took
carte blanche.
He took it. He said, okay. And then I was like, oh, I immediately regret this decision. We should have put parameters. And it's his birthday, so you should also tell him happy birthday this weekend.
Yes.
I will be at one point, probably. I think I'm obligated to.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's a thing. Anyway, back to 2018, this race. Something that'll be interesting is the passing, because a lot of people talk about how hard it is to pass at this course.
Yes.
And the whole point of the new aero kit was you're supposed to be able to get closer and pass, so we'll see.
I bet Rossi has no problems passing.
I bet not.
But I don't believe he's had any problems passing at any point this year.
No, although we will be having a sit-down with him at some point. Because I made a lot of talk.
I know.
And my checks aren't clearing, okay?
Yeah. No, I really thought that he was going to be like leading in points for the championship by this point.
Although, like last year, it was a weird slow burn with him too, so.
He's had like unfortunate incidents.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting. So, well, let's get to our picks.
Let's get to our picks. Who do you have? So,
I picked for first Pagano.
Oh.
Yep. And top five, I picked Dixon. Top ten, I picked Wickens.
Okay.
And first out, I picked Laced.
Okay.
How many did we have?
So, for my first, I picked Joey New.
Okay.
Look at me coming out from the... I mean, first of all, we all know that, like... I'm always going to pick Rossi for a pick, but I was like, people are tired of hearing me say that. So I stopped.
Fair enough.
And I was like, don't pick him. Top five, Dixon.
Okay.
Top 10, Wickens. My first thought was Renee Binder, though. I don't want to put that on Yukos because I like Yukos, but Renee's up and down.
Yeah, it could go either way. I can see that.
Yeah. So as customary, it's time for the drinking game.
It is. It's what you're all here for. And you know it. We know it.
The American people know it.
Yep.
We asked all of our people on Instagram and Facebook to help us out.
We did.
So here's what we got. You take a drink. If they mention the Ohio teams or the drivers, then that would be Graham, Ray Hall, Letterman Lanigan, Jack Harvey, Michael Schenck Racing, or Zach Veach. And this comes from Craig from Facebook and Shannon from IG. I'm not going to try and pronounce your guys' last names now that I write it out. It's not going to happen.
Let's see. A discussion of Scott Dixon dominating the course.
Yeah.
And that's from Matt Lawson on Facebook. Thank you very much.
This one I added.
Yep. They mentioned the different parts of the track. The Keyhole, the S's, China Beach, Thunder Valley.
Although I think Matt did mention the Keyhole, but I went ahead and expanded on it.
Yeah. Which they will do that many times.
Oh, multiple times.
And then from David Crumley, in-person bonuses. If you hear anybody say OH and somebody yells IO. Well, you can either finish your drink or you can punch them.
Yeah. Or if you're around us and you hear OH and then one of us yell out NO, cheers us.
Yes, because IU alums, we will not play that shit.
We will not play with you,
OH. NO.
NO.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no, Ohio.
No, then you'll hear who?
Hoosiers! Oh, and with Chick, it's definitely gonna happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Unless AJ Foyt is around.
And then pirate talk.
Thought I'd throw that one in there.
Yep.
I feel like that's gonna happen.
Some booty.
Walk the plank.
Frog, yeah, anything like that.
It's gonna happen.
And if you really want to hear pirate talk and you feel like you haven't gotten enough of us from this podcast or from our social media, we're having a meet and greet on Saturday night at 7:15. So it gives you plenty of time to come over and say hey, introduce yourself, chit chat with some other race fans and meet some people, and then still get over to the concert by 8.
Yeah.
So we are going to be in the camping area that is by the keyhole.
Yes. I think that's the only camping area.
I think that is the only tent camping area.
Yeah.
And there's other...
like RV?
RV areas, but we're yeah. So
we tried to get an RV, actually. It didn't work out.
It did not.
No. Sorry, that was not me farting. That was my elbow.
That is true. I'll attest to that. but yeah, so we'll be in the tent camping area by the keyhole, not in the family area, in the non-family area, but it's still pretty close to where the concert is. So 7:15, come on out, and...
we'll let you know where we are a little bit closer.
Yeah.
It's open camping.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly what spot we're going to be in. So, but again, I don't think you'll have any problem finding us. There will be excessive amounts of pirate flags and checkered flags at our campsite.
Just go. That seems like a lot of pirate and checkered. That's where they are.
That must be them. And again, keep an eye out for our golf cart that will be parked in front of our campsite. You
can't miss it.
Nope.
I have a lot of concern about the golf cart, but you can't miss it.
Another drinking game was take a drink every time Doug squeals the golf cart. And I was like, we'll be dead before Sunday.
But it's a gravel area, so it's a little harder to squeal on gravel.
Yeah, but he did it last year.
I know.
I mean...
we'll be dead by Saturday.
And if you ride in said golf cart with Doug...
Oh my God, it's almost time for the... Oh no, it's going to be the 1 year anniversary of that picture.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I'm so excited for Mid-Ohio.
So
let's white flag this because we got to jump on our Facebook Live here in a minute.
We sure do. So.
What you got?
I'm just giddy. I gotta finish my pirate costume. But yeah, I'm just really excited. And we just met so many cool people and had such a good time last year that I'm just giddy to have an experience like that again. And meet some more race fans.
Yeah. I think it's a great weekend. I think that's about the same for me. I'm getting for this weekend. And then in August, it's just back to back to back to back to back. Where we're going to be everywhere. Everywhere. You can't get rid of us like herpes. So.
Yep. We are the gift that keeps on giving.
So definitely.
We are the herpes of IndyCar Podcast.
You know, don't forget to share us. Like herpes, share us with your friends and family.
We are the glitter of this world.
So pass us on, and never feel afraid that you can't reach out to us. I mean, don't at me with, like, actually quotes, but
yeah,
let me know your thoughts. Let us know your thoughts. We love hearing from you guys. We can't wait to see you guys in Mid-Ohio.
Have a great week.
Bye.